You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I think I told you a couple of months ago it was a leak down in a basement bathroom in the ceiling. So got that repaired, but the hole has been sitting there for a couple of months. And I was like, oh, I've got to get that fixed. So I called the guy who fixed the ones in the living room, and he came back with a quote that was just way more than I wanted to pay.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm tired of this. So just got the drywall out in the garage that I've got and cut it and put it up, taped it, a little bit of mud. Got to go buy some more mud today. Mm-hmm. Then I got to paint it. So blah, 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 blah. And what do you know? In the living room where we've had three leaks already, another one.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah.
The house is falling apart.
It's a pipe issue thing in the house. People can look it up. It's something called electrolysis, where there's like electrical stuff that is touching your pipes. Anyway, it causes your pipes to wear out and causes little pinprick holes in them, and boom. So I've made the decision that we've put it off, but we're going to have to do the thing where we replace all the pipes in our house with that PEX stuff or whatever. It's going to be five figures.
Sure will.
It's five figures to do that. So, oh boy.
Oh boy.
But at least I saved a few hundred by repairing that one hole myself. And then I went out. You know, I've told you I want to take down the horrible white picket fence around my backyard. Mm-hmm. It just looks so bad. And I started that process this weekend too by taking down a section of it. So, it's on its way, and
yeah.
it was a busy little bee. I know. It was a physical activity weekend for me around the house doing stuff. And you know me, I like to hire people. I was talking, this might be a bigger segment on our show. I have a lawn guy who does the lawn, and I was talking to him on Saturday, and he brought up a pretty interesting point about trying to hire people to work for him. And about how in a span of 2 years, everything has flipped on its head. And maybe that I'll talk to you off the air. This might be a bigger segment for us about how hard it is for small businesses to find help anymore and to find help at a price they can afford.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'll just tell you off the bat, he was talking about how he used to get people for $10 to $12 an hour just 2 years ago, and they would run to him to work for him.
Hmm.
2 years later, he can't find anybody, and if he does, they want $25 to $30 an hour.
Wow. Crazy.
So double to triple the amount that people are demanding to work.
Wow.
And it's obviously true. I see what my stepdaughter is getting to do babysitting anymore. Holy.
I might have to start doing that in the afternoons.
Babysitters are now in a lot of places getting $25+ per hour.
Good for them.
Well, in a way,
finally being paid what they deserve.
You know, if you're a parent and you rely on this, you're like, I'm slowly not being able to find
anybody. More date nights.
Yeah, she gets $25 an hour now.
That's crazy.
And people are paying it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. They want to leave their. They want to get away from their kids.
It might be a bigger segment for us about small businesses and how they find people, because it's it's an epidemic, man.
Yeah.
It's bad,
man.
Anyway, enough about that. What'd you do this weekend?
We had a great weekend. Again, just jam packed. We had so many little family activities and outings. I will say the highlight of my weekend was my smoked mac and cheese. I don't know if you saw that on my Facebook or not, but I took the Costco mac and cheese and doctored it up quite a bit, put it on the smoker with extra cream and butter and bacon, and it was tasty. So that's
good.
my food highlight of the weekend. We had some driveway drinks with the neighbors. We had a birthday party out at that main event out in Highlands Ranch. My buddy Matt, his son, who spent $2,000 on golf last year, invited everybody over to main event. And the highlight of that, Dom, is they had Princess Yum Yum on tap. Thank you very much, which made that little outing much more bearable. And then it's funny, on Saturday, we actually took the kids up to Red Rocks to run the stairs. Nick Nack and I haven't ran the stairs up there in years, and we were feeling it. My God, I forgot how difficult it is to run the stairs at Red Rocks. And man, it's busy now. It used to be kind of a little tucked away secret for, you know, a place mm-hmm. to go exercise. Mm-hmm. Just jam-packed with, you know, hundreds of people. And they've got all these big exercise classes out there now. So not only do you have little individuals going up to try to exercise, it's like people are making money off this. They're going up and doing their yoga and their Pilates and whatever they're doing. But there's these massive sure. groups up there. And it's just super busy, and you just kind of realize how out
setting,
of shape
though.
You are. Yeah, so pretty.
It's beautiful, man.
So pretty. And I hate to one up you, but then I started digging into my main bath yesterday. I'm reflooring. I removed the toilet. I removed the sink.
Are you talking about your master bedroom?
I checked that my guest bathroom downstairs on our main level. Oh, okay. I'm gutting it. So I started yanking everything out of there yesterday and watching the kids kind of freak out as I walked out with the toilet. And they were like, where are we going to go?
Upstairs,
and I
kids.
Pointed to the hole in the ground. I was like, you guys better start working on your aim. That's all I got to say. And yeah, isn't that one of the most foul things on the planet, removing a toilet and looking at that hole with the grody wax ring around it and mm-hmm. trying to scrape all that off and chasing mm-hmm. your wife around the house with the wax and stuff. Yeah.
How much is that going to cost, all the whole repair?
I don't know.
$5,000 for that bathroom?
No, I'll be able to do it.
Won't be that much?
No, yeah. So we've been kind of purchasing things over time, and I've been keeping them in the basement. So like I found a vanity on clearance that was this kick butt vanity that we bought. I found some tile that we've tucked away, so I bet you I'm going to get by, I don't know, man. I bet you with me doing it, probably $1,500, honestly.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. So like you, I'm not hiring it out.
I like to
do it myself. I know you. I was thinking about you, actually, when I was ripping everything out yesterday. I was like, Dom would be paying somebody to do this.
Yeah, then I'd be off sipping a cocktail.
I know. I was like, you would not be taking the time to remove a toilet.
Yeah, I didn't mind writing back to my handyman guy after his quote to fix that ceiling. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. I know how to do it.
That's the thing. It's like, if you know how to do it, just do it, you know? Saves you some money. Fingers crossed, no leaks.